The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls
and gents
can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Now here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I am your host, Caitlin Bristow. I have a bottle of wine in my hand, so I'm just going to pour myself a glass. Do you hear that? Ah, it's a beautiful sound. So beautiful. I just wanted to start off this podcast by saying thanks for the response to my podcast, because everybody was so friendly and kind. And I mean, I expected a few haters, because I feel like you kind of make it if you have haters. But I was really just taken back by how sweet everybody was. So I just wanted to say thank you. And I'm also very excited about who my guest is today. Oh, did I say that Canadian? Because I'm in Canada. About. I'm very excited about my guest today. You guys probably, if you follow me on Snapchat, you remember her as Kathy from Kathy and Theresa.
With a C.
With a C, obviously. and Theresa. And Bree's here.
Hi.
And my other girlfriend's here too, Bailey. She's my little producer for the day, so she can chime in, and I told her to laugh at my jokes. So, yes, Bree is here. Bree is pretty much the reason that I even am where I am, because she grew up across the street from me. We danced together. Well, we were kind of awkward friends at first.
So awkward.
So awkward. We could definitely talk about that. And
oh, don't do that the whole time.
every time I'm just going to stop myself and say it more Canadian. And we grew up across the street from each other. We went to school together. We danced together. And I moved to Vancouver. You moved to Vancouver. And you were on the radio. So I feel like you're going to be a professional today. No pressure.
I haven't been on the radio in 2.5 years.
Okay, then you probably are going to suck.
I'm a little rusty.
That's okay. That's why we have wine. And we just realized that you're kind of behind Rick as well. Because whenever we drink together...
Not even when we're drinking together. We have our own way of speaking when we're around each other. Which is going to morph into it at some point during this podcast.
Yes, it already is.
This is how we talk.
This is how we talk. Oh, my gosh.
And let's not do that the whole time.
Well, it happens the more wine I drink, the more Rick I get.
You know why we talk like that is because we used to sit around and watch Anchorman over and over and over again. And then Dodgeball.
Yep.
And so the two voices
combined.
Ron Burgundy and...
And White Goodman.
White.
W-H-I-T-E.
That's why we would watch it on a loop, basically, and then it just got embedded in our brains, and that's how we started to talk.
Like that. And then it turned into my Rick voice, here we are.
And whenever, if you go back and watch the Bachelor season that you were on, you can tell whenever you were drunk, because the voice would come out on your little interviews to the camera.
Yes. And all my friends were like, I could tell when you were drunk, and I was like, yeah, because of my voice.
We'd call it the Ron voice, but now it's the Rick voice.
Oh, and I just couldn't be more, like, you are... I'm just going to praise you a little bit here.
Okay,
you,
I'll take it.
Yeah, you are the reason that I met Sean and the reason for Rick. And what's so funny is that I went through like not a nasty breakup, just like a sad breakup.
Yes, sad.
And I was like, what am I going to do? And you're like, this is your time. This is when you go on The Bachelor and this is all going to happen.
I didn't say it like the first day.
No.
I let you have a few months of grieving. And then I was like, can we audition you for The Bachelor now?
Yeah, and you came... we went downtown Vancouver and you were like, it was for Juan Pablo season, which like,
thank goodness you didn't get cast on Juan Pablo season.
Could you imagine? My whole life would be so different. And like mentally, I was not prepared at all to be in a relationship.
No, but that wouldn't have lasted. Don't worry.
But that's so weird. Like I was supposed to be on Juan Pablo season and
I wasn't supposed to.
That's what I auditioned for.
Your entire audition tape is just you talking about what you would have done. What kind of date would you have done with Juan Pablo? Well.
What did I say?
You said something about like taking him and his daughter. You're like, Camila.
Did I say it like that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And you were talking about bringing him to Le Duc so he could see the grassy fields.
Wow. That, no wonder they didn't call me.
No, they didn't call you because they didn't see it in time. Because we remember how serious we were. I made you FedEx it overnight to LA so they would see.
I was like, this is not going to happen.
See how desperado you were.
So desperate.
And And then they didn't look at it because we didn't realize at that point they totally already cast that season. Like, they weren't even going to look at it because they already had their cast.
Right.
That's why they called you like a year later.
I thought it was because I talked about Grassy Field, so they saved me for Chris Soules.
Oh, actually, you just solved the mystery. Yeah, that's exactly why.
I'm like, that makes sense. And then, so they called me a year later and they were like, oh, do you want to go on The Bachelor? And I'm like,
and you stayed single that whole time. So I did. Meant to be.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
You did.
I mean, I went on dates, but
yeah,
doesn't matter.
That doesn't count.
So then you had a baby in the time I was gone.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, do you recall the time you had a baby? And then when I got back, you were like, oh my gosh, he sent you home third. You're going to be the Bachelorette. And I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, I just knew the whole time. I knew when we made your tape, I knew when they saw it. I call it a tape. It was a DVD.
Yeah.
We had to send my husband out to find DVDs that you could burn.
Yeah.
Because they don't let you, well, maybe they do now, but back then they didn't let you send a digital copy.
Back in the day.
Like over email, you had to just package it and send it.
Right.
So I said, when they watch this, they're for sure going to call you. I just knew it. And I knew that I made an awesome video because I edited it.
Yeah.
And I was, remember we added a fake applause at the end.
Oh my gosh. We should upload that on like Instagram.
We should.
Maybe that'd be really embarrassing, but I don't care.
Parts of it. It's like 5 minutes long. I don't think we could do the whole thing, but for sure.
Oh my God. And I did a little dance and...
In a grassy field.
In the grass. Naturally. In my natural habitat. Grassy field, dancing, probably having some wine. Sounds like something I would do. I got off topic.
We're talking about my baby, when I had my baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I knew that if you made it far, you were going to miss the birth of my son.
Sorry about that.
And at the same time, we didn't know if he was going to be a boy or a girl. And then he ended up coming over 2 weeks early.
Right.
So you really missed it. And so before your mom and your sister left for the hometown date.
Yeah.
That wasn't in your hometown.
in Phoenix, my not home,
I
not
was
my
like,
hometown.
You have to, I don't know if you're allowed to tell them any news from the outside world, but you have to tell them I had my
baby.
Yeah,
and they
tell
did.
Him it's a boy, tell him his name.
And I clearly started crying.
Yeah.
Because I cry over everything I love.
Yeah.
I don't cry over like sad things. I cry over things that I love.
Caitlin cried more at my wedding than I did. Let's just put that out there.
Everything you did, I was bawling
Every
my eyes out.
Every picture of you was like wiping away a tear.
Which was pretty like a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Made for great photos.
I love that about you.
Thanks. I love you too.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a segment because, okay, Bree knows me better than sometimes maybe I even think my own family. You do. You know me better than anyone. What is my favorite TV show in the whole world?
Family Guy.
Yeah. I know every episode. Sean will put it on the TV and we'll be watching Family Guy and he'll go, what season and what episode?
Now.
Which that's a little crazy, but I know what season every time and I'll be like close to what episode it is. He's like, you're weird.
Do you know like the number? Like this is season 3, episode 14.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Like, I love Family Guy.
Does Sean like Family Guy? I don't
yes.
even know this. Okay, good. Because
yes.
otherwise, I don't know if you guys would work out.
Well, because I'm like, he's like this fitness fanatic, and I'm not. And he's like, oh, I'll have like one or two beers. And I'm like, give me a bottle of wine or two mm-hmm. bottles.
But at least you have Family Guy.
But we have Family Guy to bond over.
Okay, good.
And so we use that as our time to bond. And I remember like Peter Griffin did this segment. I would.
You act like Peter Griffin's your friend.
He is. I feel like in the cartoon world, we would be friends.
All of Caitlin's stories start with...
That
one time on Family Guy.
I know.
Or you say, it's like when I had my gold Sunfire.
My gold Sunfire. That car was awesome.
Anyway.
It was the worst color I've ever seen. But
interesting color.
Very interesting color. Someone said to me once about my car. It was gold, but it was like a puke gold.
It was so ugly.
It was a puke gold.
You were so proud of that car.
Back to Peter, my man.
Yeah,
my main man, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, I call him. He did a segment on his show called What Grinds My Gears. And I'm like, genius, Pete. I'm like, I'm going to do that. So I was thinking about what we could talk about, like what grinds my gears. And I remembered something that we both bond over.
Oh, misophonia. We just pulled out our Oprah voice.
Misophonia. So I was on the airplane flying to Edmonton before I came to Vancouver. And I'm not, bless this lady's heart. She was so sweet. But I wanted to throat chop her. What?
You video
it? Oh, no. Oh. Yeah, we have misophonia. You do too?
Everyone does.
Yes. It's
a real disease.
But it's like next level for me anyway.
Yeah, me too.
This lady on the plane, you guys, she was eating her muffin.
Oh, sick.
And she had the wrapper. She started licking the wrapper of her muffin. And I was like, oh, boy. And I didn't have my headphones and I didn't know what to do. And I had anxiety. And then
where was she sitting in relation to you?
Like right beside me.
Oh, sick.
I was the aisle. She was the middle. And then she opened her like cookies from the plane and licked that wrapper, too. And then it's,
no, don't lick wrappers, don't, people.
Yeah, just side note, if you're ever sitting beside me on a plane, actually do it. That'd be hilarious.
Do it and then just stare
I'd be like,
at her.
Because then I'd be like, thanks, you listen to my podcast. But, okay, wait. Yeah, so I don't know what it is about the noise of eating or drinking. I even get annoyed at myself.
Me
like
too.
When I chug water, I'm like, ugh, why do I sound like that? Like the noise of people.
Depending on what you eat, if when you hear it in your own head, it, ugh.
Like growing up with my sister, when she would sit at the table and eat cereal.
Oh, cereal and soup, some of the worst.
Oh, that was another thing. She had coffee on the plane too. But I mean, I'm not judging her because she was such a sweetheart.
Yeah, it's like you gotta eat.
Girls gotta eat.
Yeah. But she's really hungry. She had to lick the wrapper.
She really had to eat. But it's just the noise, like, and that's what grinds my gears. Great segment, Caitlin. All right. You know what's really funny is
you're
just noticed
get a lot of people who relate to that.
Yeah,
misophonia is maybe, more. Yeah. People are more and more aware of it these days.
Yeah. Well, we and that's what we have to do is just bring awareness and have conversation and bring awareness to the cause. I just look down and I'm like, not only am I wearing two watches today, but I also have two drinks in front of me. I have a mimosa and a glass of rosé because I feel like those are such acceptable breakfast drinks.
Yeah. Which it's almost new. Right?
It's 11:20.
It's close enough.
Close enough. It's hey, lunchtime. I've heard a rumor that it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and I know how time zones work, so there you go.
Hey, did you come up with that yourself?
Nope. Family Guy. I'm just kidding. That was actually from Eastbound and Down, Kenny Powers.
Oh, another one of your faves.
I just, you know what I do? People think I'm funny, but really I'm just like recycling.
You are a joke stealer.
I'm a joke stealer, and I just recycle movie quotes.
But you have the best delivery.
My timing
is impeccable.
Impeccable timing. But so, oh, there he is.
Rick came out.
I heard you, Rick. Rick in the house. Rick.
But sometimes when you tell it, it's funnier than it was on the TV show.
Yeah.
So.
That's. Keep talking. I have to sip my mimosa.
No, that's just too much pressure now.
Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
What were we saying?
I'm just telling you about how funny you are, but I got to take you down a notch because we're just pumping you up way too much.
Oh, wait till we get to the question segment where all my questions are like, so how does it feel to have such a great, confident friend? Those are the ones I like to ask. Did you hear my last one with Sean? I'm like, you know, some girl called me a goddess.
Yeah.
I was pretty happy about that.
I don't know if you can top that.
No. I feel like, back to the noises, I feel bad saying that now.
Yeah. Maybe that was a little bit
sorry,
rough.
Lady.
Sounds are gross.
It doesn't matter who you are. I'm sure. Whatever. I feel bad. But it was just the noises. The noises bug me.
Make you feel like unexplainable rage.
There are like two things in life that bring out my rage-iness. And it's like when I drive and misophonia.
Yeah.
When I'm driving, I am such an a-hole. Like I get angry over anything. And then I'm like, oh, I'm fine when I get out of the car. What grinds your gears?
Misophonia. Mm-hmm. And when you bow nudge me.
Oh, because I have pokey elbows?
Yes.
I always, every time I laugh, I bow nudge her.
And I'm like, okay, first of all, you don't think I laugh enough at your jokes.
You don't. I laugh so hard at all of your jokes, and you do not laugh. You really do take me down a notch.
I sound like the worst friend ever.
Mm-mm.
But
no, that's
a good
friend.
Sometimes I just don't laugh out loud. I'm not like a loller.
A loller. Lol.
An LOLer.
Yeah.
I laugh on the inside and then you bow nudge me like,
laugh harder.
Please.
Because I really think I'm funny. Like
you are funny.
Sometimes even I'm by myself, I do mirror high fives. I'm not kidding. I do. Like if it's going to be a good day or I think I look good or I'm like doing big things. I'm like when I, my podcast, when I first did, I got into the bathroom and I was like, good for you.
You know what? I want to start doing that. It's a good way to pump you up.
I'm not kidding. It will change your day.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
It's a day changer. That's what you call it.
Okay.
The high five day changer.
Hashtag day changer.
Okay. Everybody try it. Everybody out there, give yourself a mirror high five. Tell me how you feel.
Rick for sure does that. Double high five.
No, he does high tens.
That's what I mean.
He does high tens.
With his little noodle arms.
Hey, those are my arms you're talking about.
I know.
That's what Sean sometimes, I was saying on the last one, like, I get so mad because he makes fun of Rick. And I'm like, but
he's me.
But I'm like, man, that's me. Like, he's like, look at Rick's little arms. I'm like, those are my little arms too.
But with a man's face on those little arms, it's just the best combo.
Have you been watching this season of The Bachelorette?
Yes.
Okay. I can't not talk about it. Like, every time I do... What did I try overly to say about the other way?
You're like, about it.
I noticed.
And you knew I was going to call you out.
Your eyes, like, opened bigger when I said about, because I tried so hard to go the other way.
And then you tried to play it off like, what happened?
Oh gosh, I was trying to, in my mind I was like, don't say about, and then I was like, so about, I can't not talk about it.
Okay.
Oh gosh, now I'm gonna think over, I'm gonna overthink every time. I'm turning red.
You're gonna find,
I'm getting
a new,
sweaty.
You're gonna find like a synonym for about so you don't have to say the word.
Oh man.
Okay, anyway, about The Bachelorette.
Yes.
What about it?
I can't not talk about it.
Oh my god. That was better.
Okay, thanks. But so the first episode was hilarious. I think that was one of their funniest first episodes.
I was obsessed with the doll.
Oh.
The dolls, when he's like, I disgust her.
I feel it. I just want to know, like, because I obviously know producers now. I'm like, I want to know what producer was behind what, but sometimes I can guess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was so Todd.
Oh, so Todd. So, I have no idea who Todd is.
So something Todd would do.
That's such a Todd thing.
But I really did feel like they made it funny.
Yeah.
Instead of like usually it's funny and we're all laughing at them, but this time I feel like we were laughing with them. Like,
yeah,
they knew the first episode was kind of a joke.
Yeah, that was good.
Who do you like?
I like Peter.
Peter. Of course you like Peter. Pete, you mean. Yeah.
And I kind of like Waboom.
Thank you.
We're the only ones who like Waboom. But everyone doesn't like him.
I always get so annoyed, like, on my season when I try to not give too much info of secrets, but I have to. Like, who was it? Tony the Healer?
Mm-hmm.
Who's my, on my first night where I was like, everyone was like, I can't believe she kept him. Was it Tony?
Probably. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, because it's good TV and that's what you guys watch this show for. It's not like night one you want to see the romance.
It's
and
not
that's
like
it.
Tony the Healer was gonna take Sean B's spot.
Exactly.
He wasn't gonna win.
Waboom is not gonna win.
No. And that one guy who's worrying about Waboom so much, like,
oh my god,
you really think Rachel's gonna pick Waboom? No.
Have a little more confidence, bro.
Yeah, that guy, well, actually I shouldn't say it.
What?
I just don't want to be mean.
I know. It's so hard not to.
Because when people
though.
Are mean to you, that wasn't nice.
See? We're changing the world.
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that. I like Waboom, and people don't need to worry about
it. I honestly, we talked about this in the last podcast, I will buy a Waboom t-shirt and rock it.
Can
I will.
You get me one, too?
Yeah.
Put in an order for two.
Okay.
I'll give you the money.
Yeah. Remember that one time?
Save on shipping.
Remember that one time you paid me to tweet something? Remember? Yeah. You were like, I dare you to tweet this. I'll pay you. What was it like?
It was when someone won the Super Bowl.
It was like the Chargers or I don't know football.
And then I told you to call them the horsies.
And I thought it was so funny. And I tweeted and I hashtagged ad.
And it was like, I'll pay you $10 if you tweet this.
And you did. You sent me a
think
money
you
transfer.
Actually would. I did send you a
hey,
money transfer.
You know, I was really in a jam. I really needed the money.
Could have got you out of a few jams. Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll take credit for that.
It probably bought me a bottle of wine that made me happy. So thank you for the $10.
You're welcome.
Anyways, Waboom t-shirts. But who's the guy that always gives him a hard time?
Blakey.
He will be called that for the rest of his career.
Blakey.
Like Sean B.
I also liked Ben Z. From your season, because it sounds like Benzy.
Benzy, yeah.
That's what Blakey sounds like.
Except I called him Ben Zed because I'm Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think they liked my Canadian-ness. So.
They're like, what is Zed?
That's when I'm so all over the map with my topics right now. But when did you ever think, like, remember Reality Steve? I just gave Reality Steve a shout out.
Sup, Steven.
Sup, Steven. remember when he said about me, he was like, that chick is so out there. There's no way she would be the Bachelorette. Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're wrong.
And he thought I picked nobody.
Yes.
And that's enough Reality Steve talk. but I'm trying to stay away from the spoilers this season because I really do want to like follow along. And
someone's going to ruin it for you. Someone's going to leave it in a comment on something.
Someone's
probably
gonna,
on this podcast.
Yeah,
you're
gonna
say, right. This person wins. It's hard when you try to avoid it because someone will just ruin it for you anyway. But I always read the spoilers. Guilty.
Guilty. That was a Rick guilty right there. Guilty.
That's a perfect Rick word.
Guilty. Oh, yeah.
Guilty.
Guilty. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I want to get to the questions. I'm so excited about
them. Okay, let's do this.
Should we?
Here, let's have a little sippy.
Let's do a cheers.
Off mic, because no one needs to hear us swallowing.
Oh, my gosh.
Because misophonia. There you go.
Thanks.
I'm going to move away from the microphone.
I'll do this while you drink so nobody hears the noise. La, 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 la.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Like, I wonder. I still heard it. I wonder if people listen to this and be like, they're not funny. And we just think we're hilarious.
They're not listening anymore.
Bailey's laughing. Is it because I told you to laugh?
A little bit. She doesn't know how to answer that because she doesn't want to tell
the truth. Hesitation said it all, okay? Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
This is great, okay?
She's just saying
liar.
That.
She's getting paid.
You're cute when you lie. You're so cute. Okay, let's get to questions because I think it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Did you hear who I'm having on the next podcast?
Yes, my heroes.
Yeah. Spencer and Heidi. And
Spidey.
Here's a little...
Oh, are you jealous?
Oh, really? Here's my little disclaimer. I have never watched The Hills.
Oh, really?
I've never watched an episode of The Hills.
So you don't have any questions related to The Hills?
I have questions about, like, reality TV. I want to know
that
about editing.
That wasn't reality TV, though. They pretended it was.
So, okay. So it wasn't real?
Well, at the end, they made it seem like it was
all set
all
up.
Scripted.
I remember that happening.
But, Kate, do you think I look like Heidi a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because when that was the height of The Hills, everywhere I went, people went, oh, my gosh, do you know who you look like? Heidi Montag from The Hills.
I can kind of see that.
And I was like, well, thank you.
Do you follow them on Snapchat? Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They're like the only celebrities I follow.
Yeah. Well, they're hilarious.
Yeah, they're pretty
funny. The amount of, like, time and passion Spencer puts into his Snapchats is like you have to watch them just to like give him that.
Yeah.
Because they're so good.
Yeah. He's but what the Snapchat king. Sorry to you. You're like second place.
But I'm queen.
Yeah, okay.
Rick, you're right. Rick, wait. Spencer or Rick?
Oh. Reek.
Yes. Really? Promise?
Promise.
Okay. Okay.
Rick makes me like kill myself laughing.
Sometimes I have to like do the pretty filter after I do Rick just because I'm like, I don't want to feel that gross.
Gross.
Well, I feel like.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
Because you start to believe you are him.
Look at your cute little baby over in the corner just hanging out.
Yeah, having a nice snooze.
How old is he? 2 weeks?
By the time this comes out, he'll be 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. He's growing up so fast.
It does go by fast.
I know.
I know that from my first child. This isn't the child I had when you were on The Bachelor, by the way. This is the second baby.
3 weeks. I think they figured that out. But with Spencer and Heidi, I want to ask so many questions. Like, I wonder if he really was a villain or if it was edited that way or if they, like...
I think he wanted to be the villain. It made him happy.
Oh, okay. See, that's great.
I don't know. I'm not going to speak for him. I don't really know him.
I have so many questions about that. But, like, I don't know if he cares so much or doesn't care at all. Like, does he give zero F's or does he give a lot of F's?
That's an interesting question. I'd like to know.
I want to know,
too. He seems like he doesn't, but you never know what's deep inside someone.
Yeah. And then I'm like, but he talks about, like, oh, if I was still this famous. And I'm like, does he want to be or is he laughing at it?
Can you ask him to do... his British voice that he does when he talks about the royals.
Oy.
That's the best part of his Snapchat.
If you guys don't follow Spencer on Snapchat, what are you even doing with your life?
You are wasting your time.
Wasting your time. He's the production value, like the hummingbirds and
Alan
and everything he puts into it, like the music behind it, the beaches.
He's committed.
He's so good that I feel like Snapchat should pay him and me.
Yeah.
And me too.
Yeah. For sure.
But I'm so excited to have them on next time. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. We're just going to take a quick break, but stay tuned for more.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning.
I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's John Horn here. I'm the host of the new podcast that you need to subscribe to right now. It's called Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. And every week I chat about the creative process with stars who have roots and ties to theater. Who so far, would you ask? Well, let me tell you, we have Rainn Wilson, Neil Patrick Harris, Josh Gad, Dana Delaney, Bryan Cranston, David Copperfield, Matt Walsh, and so many more yet to come. It's called Geffen Playhouse Unscripted with me, John Horn. You could download it on the Podcast One app, or you can subscribe now on iTunes or at podcastone.com.
This is Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I feel like we need to get something dirty out on this podcast, like something that's going to make people be like...
ask the questions.
Okay.
Let's see if there's any dirty questions. Oh, speaking of dirty, remember when I rolled up here and the valet thought I was a hooker?
How have we not talked about that yet? Oh my gosh. Yeah, tell the story. You drove here and you went to valet.
Yeah, because I have my baby in the back seat and the stroller, and I just wanted to not have to park my car and haul that all out. I wanted someone to park my car for me. Mm-hmm. So I roll up and I know I'm meeting you here at this hotel. So I said, hey, do you do valet? And he goes, well, are you a guest of the hotel? Are you coming here for a meeting? Are you having lunch? I was like, yeah, I'm coming for a meeting. And then he goes, he said something like,
what boardroom are you in?
Oh, what boardroom are you in or something? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm just meeting my friend. And he goes, oh, that kind of meeting.
And did a little,
and he
like,
did like a little head bob, and he put his elbows down on my window and sort of like leaned in, like gave me this creepy look. And I'm like, he 100p thinks I'm a hooker. And I'm like, I'm meeting my best friend. My baby's in the back. He's like, oh, sorry. You should be sorry.
You don't even look like a hooker.
Well, thank you. This has never happened to me before.
And if you were, you look like a very classy, like pretty one.
Well, thanks. Like, I can't get over it.
I mean, yeah, and like, again, girls gotta eat, so good for hookers, but like...
And even if I was a hooker,
yeah,
why are you going like, oh, look at him, like,
yeah, exactly.
Are you trying to get a piece?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just...
What a creep. I'm gonna complain.
I should get my valet parking for
or
free.
Or we should leave the hotel holding hands and give him a wink.
And then you should say, best I ever had.
No, I'm going to say, I've had better.
Yes. And I'm bringing my baby along just
to watch.
Working mom. Working mom.
Hashtag girls gotta eat. Okay. So there's some really funny questions, but I feel like don't be worried about embarrassing me.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I am an open book, and that's what I'm going to call my next book. Next book, like I already have it.
Well, that could have been your podcast name. Too late.
I'm an open podcast.
Nope.
Nope, that didn't land.
I said
it out loud, but I really wish I didn't. I immediately regret saying that, and I'm just going to have a sip of my wine. But what? Oh, what should we call this segment? Kicking It with Caitlin?
Yes. Yeah.
Kicking It with Caitlin, or what would Caitlin do? I'm trying to build my podcast, and you know, I'm trying to get some structure here, so I need some feedback.
WWKD.
WWKD or yeah. Kicking It with Caitlin?
Well, you could have another Kicking It with Caitlin just for something else.
What?
I don't know. Build another segment around that name.
Okay, so right now we're going to do Kicking It with Caitlin because we're going to ask you questions that you're going to... I mean, you can answer so honestly,
okay,
and you won't embarrass me.
I'm scared, but let's
don't
do
be.
It.
Like I'm saying, like, I think it's funnier if you tell the truth.
Okay.
We were saying earlier, like, we can't talk about some.
Some of our stories are just non-repeatable.
No.
The people we've told some of our worst stories to, it when
they don't even laugh.
When we look at their face after, they look at us with such disgust and horror.
Yeah.
I have a couple ex-boyfriends who didn't want me to be friends with you after we told them the story.
Actually, I think all of your ex-boyfriends didn't want
you to be
friends
with me.
Only
my husband is the only person who like gets right in there and laughs at our stories.
Yeah.
And Sean.
And Sean, yes.
That's how we know it's meant to be.
Yeah. All of our last boyfriends didn't like us together.
They were like, can you stop hanging out with Caitlin?
Well, now you're like a put-together mom and I'm still a degenerate. I'm still an Ellen degenerate.
No.
Yeah, I am.
Say I am.
Yeah, I looked at you like, no, I am.
Okay, she is.
Anyways, I am 31 years old. Here we go. So kicking it with Caitlin.
Okay.
Is that what we're doing?
Hashtag, okay, fine.
Okay, fine. Okay, so here's one. Jolene C. said, in your last podcast, Sean said you guys were party animals. What can your friend tell us about that?
What can't I tell you about that?
I don't know how much I can say about you, but...
We used to go out to the bar, three times a week.
Don't tell them that.
No, but I mean, we got into a lot of shenanigans.
A lot of shenanigans. And we would go to this one ladies' night at, what was it, the Standard?
Oh, we'd go at 8 p.m. when the bar would open, yep. Because the drinks were... Back then, a dollar. So we would, you're only allowed to get two at a time. So we'd both go up and get two drinks, doubles. Sometimes, yeah. Remember when we used to ask for triples? They're like, we can't legally do that.
Yeah, legally we can't. And we're like, oh.
So we would get doubles, take our two drinks, go back to a table and set them on a table because
and
no one was there. We didn't have to worry about anyone drugging it because no one was there
yet. There.
And
it
then
was just
we'd
us.
Go right back up to the bar and order more. And then we would have a full table of drinks and we would drink those drinks all night because we were so cheap. We're like, we are not paying more than a dollar for our drinks.
Yeah. Ladies' night.
Okay. I can tell, one story.
Okay.
This was after a night of partying.
Oh, boy. What'd I do?
No, we did this.
Oh, Tim Hortons?
No. Oh, there's one. Yeah, that's one.
Okay,
we can tell them both. We went back to your mom's condo, which I have the best memories of.
Yeah, me too.
Because we'd always crash there.
The best.
Back to your mom's condo, and we thought it would be funny to call everyone we knew and pretend
we were in jail.
Pretend that we got arrested for public intoxication.
Because we just wanted to know who really cared about us.
But we also didn't think anyone would believe us. And so we called everyone at 4 in the morning. Please get us out of jail. And just laughed so hard.
We thought it was so funny.
Passed out. Wake up the next day. Both of our mailbox are full.
Oh, yeah. Missed calls.
Everyone's freaking out.
Thinking we're in jail. Because
I was dating this guy who... actually started calling around all the jails in the area to find out which one we were at.
And we thought it was so clever.
Yeah, and everyone was so worried about us. And then we were almost too embarrassed to tell them, we made it up.
Yeah, we just pretended it never happened.
What's worse, being in jail or people knowing that we made it up?
And we woke up, we were both on the couch, and the water was running in the bathroom.
We're like, someone left the tap.
We're like, wait, what? Why is the tap running? That, oh my gosh, why did we think that was a good idea?
I don't know, but clearing the record now, we weren't in jail.
And because we were so against drinking and driving, we would sleep in my car and parking lots of bars.
Yeah, which is also illegal. We didn't know that. If you're found in your car with the keys in the ignition, which we always turned on because it was cold. It was winter.
It's Canada.
Yeah. Duh. And then they find you drunk in your car. They'd be like, you intended to drive.
Oh my gosh. And my sweet dad would always be like, Caitlin, we'll pick you up. And I'd be like, no, we're sleeping in the car.
Because neither one of us wanted to stay sober to be the sober driver.
Yeah, no.
So we were like, well, we'll both drink and then we'll just sleep in the car.
Well, all I can say about
at least
we didn't drive.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's good that we were responsible and
But we were also so stupid. Like, who does that?
And we would, okay, this is so bad, but like,
you said you weren't going to be embarrassed.
I'm not. I'm just more concerned about saying this about you.
Oh, my God. What? I can be embarrassed.
We ordered hot dogs. The man, the hot dog man outside of the bar knew us,
knew our order.
And at the end of every hot dog order, I would just want a tiny bit of mustard. And every time I'd say it like this.
A little bit of mustard. I still to this day, anytime I put mustard on anything, I say, I'll bet on mustard.
Yep. Me too. Anytime I can't put mustard on anything without saying that. And that's what I used to say to this hot dog man. And he loved it.
Oh, he would be like, he'd wait for a little bit of mustard.
he would actually just wait and he'd be like, and?
Yeah. And he then would withhold the hot dog.
So not only did hot dog man know our order and like our quotes. Names.
He knew like everything about us.
We would then take our hot dogs and lay on the side. Sorry, I had to go there.
We didn't lay.
Yes, we did.
We did once. We did post for a picture and thought it was funny.
Oh, I thought we just were taking a quick
would
five.
Sit on the sidewalk. Like we were gross. Like,
we were gross. So gross. And I would wear these little dresses and thought I was just so cool and hot.
This is why, okay, where we grew up, the legal drinking age was 18. This is why it should not be 18. Because you make decisions like this.
But it really prepped my liver for the day for the day that I got a podcast and, you know.
Yeah, it was great practice.
It was training for me.
Lifelong. I've trained my whole life for this.
Yep, this is my moment. How does Iron Man do this? Yes, seriously. I worked hard and here I am. It's all thanks to a little bit of mustard.
Hashtag street meat. Okay, what's next?
Oh, is there any more stories? Probably.
Oh my,
there's so many. There's we talked about some before the podcast started and I was like, yeah, we can't.
Wait, can't say that.
Can't say it. I want to.
Should we tell the Tim Hortons one?
What? Oh, we went to Tim Hortons. We had a DD. Yeah. It was the guy that I was hanging out with. Yeah. Shaunavision, we called him. His name was Sean.
Yeah, we called him, but it was with a U.
Yeah.
Sean.
And he drove us to Tim Hortons.
Shaunavision, because Jaunavision, who we love.
Yeah, but he's Canadian. Nobody knows who that is.
Well, the Canadians will know.
Yeah.
The Canadians who are like over 25 or 30 will know.
None of the millennials will know.
Nope.
We go to Tim Hortons, which for all you Americans, it's like a Dunkin' Donuts. And we ordered sandwiches and Brie fell and knocked her head on the ground. And I was like, and I was like holding her on the ground, like rocking her on the floor of Tim Hortons.
With your little noodle arms.
With my noodle arms. And the ladies like served us. And then they got my license plate number, not knowing we had a DD.
And they thought that we drove home.
And they called the police. And my poor dad, I mean,
the car's registered to
under
him.
His name.
Yeah.
Got this phone call
from the
police. Hi, this is Sergeant blah, blah, blah. There's been an incident with your daughter at 3 a.m. And
it's a scary call to get.
And my dad is like
the sweetest gem of all time.
Of all, like,
the most beautiful man.
He is the most beautiful man in every way. Like, he is an angel sent to us from heaven. Mm-hmm. And he's just such a good human being.
Yes.
And for him to get that call kills me. But,
and it was so annoying because we were like, we didn't drive.
Yeah, because we didn't drive.
We just wanted sandwiches.
And then we went home. We just wanted sandwiches. And then we went home and all the time we made drunk videos on.
Oh, my God.
Which I wish we could find those. We would just sit in front of a webcam and like sing Beyonce and like.
Jaquan.
And then we would
get juvenile.
And we wouldn't really remember them. Gosh, people are going to listen to this and be like, okay, we get it. You partied.
Yeah, okay. Next question.
No, but we would get so excited to watch the videos the next day because we'd be like, what did we do? Oh my gosh. Okay, next question. So you guys get it. I partied, okay?
And that's not even the most embarrassing part.
Yeah, those are like the G ones, rated G. Hi, my name's Caitlin and I like to party. Okay. See, the next question was, what was the craziest thing you and Caitlin ever did? I think we just went there.
Yep.
Someone said, tell us about your prom. I'm like, we're Canadian. We didn't have a prom. Like, they legit have prom king and queen in the States. I thought that was only in the movies.
Question. They have proms for, like, every grade they're in, right? Like, we just have a grad when we graduate.
Mm-hmm.
But they do prom, like, grade 10, 11, 12 and stuff, right?
I don't know. Sean. I'm Canadian.
Ask Sean. Well, because I always see movies where they're like, junior prom. And I know that's not your senior prom.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought confusing. It was. And I thought that was only just like on American TV shows.
Yeah, me too. I like this one. Marie, RN.
She's a nurse.
Oh, Nurse Marie. Wanted to know who you were rooting for? On when I was the Bachelorette and what you thought who I was going to pick like night one.
But I knew.
Yeah, What? Oh, yeah.
I knew that you picked Sean.
Okay, who did you like from my season?
Sean.
Yeah, well, duh.
I like Cupcake.
Yeah.
But, like, I knew that you wouldn't have picked him.
No.
Yeah, the Bens were cool. The Bens? And Jared. You had a great cast.
I do feel like I had really nice guys.
You had, like, one of the best casts ever.
I think so, too. And I don't know if it's just because we're biased, but I'm, like...
Gorse Ryan McDill.
Oh, he's everybody's hero.
Yeah, everyone's favorite.
Oh, I should have him on the podcast.
You should.
Okay, I'm going to. Ryan, do you listen to me?
Be on the podcast.
Be on my podcast.
We need answers.
I have so many questions.
Remember, I was like, when you and Sean get married, are you going to, like, invite Ryan McDill?
And then I'm like, oh, wait, we're just going to stay engaged forever.
Yeah, okay.
I guess. Okay, I do feel like I had a good group of guys, though.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting you obviously knew. Somebody else asked if I told you when I came off the show who I picked, which I did.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, no one.
And then I'm like, oh, well, I'll show you. And then I accidentally Snapchatted, which... Did I talk about this in the last podcast? That was such an honest mistake. And
I know. And well, you called me crying.
I called... I was freaking out because I didn't know what to do. And I think people thought I did it on purpose because...
No, that's just so something you would do. And so something you would do. You would send me and a few select people snaps of you and Sean, and I'm like, be careful. Do not send that to your story. And you did.
And I did. I didn't get Snapchat back then. Okay, what else? I should have written these out. I was like, I'll just read them from... I took screenshots.
It's fine.
Why did Bree think you should go on the show? What kind of guys did you date in the past? What kind of guys do you think I dated in the past?
A couple of hockey players.
Yeah.
You've dated so many different guys. No, I mean different types of guys. Not like so many guys.
Well, I feel like my first boyfriend, Ryan Butter.
who is just like straight Leduc kind of guy.
Yeah. And he...
Which no one knows what that means unless they're from Leduc. Right.
So he was like my high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
And we dated for like... 4 years off and on.
Yeah.
And he was like really smart, but he partied, and he was like this like athlete in school, and then now he's a tattoo artist, and he did the birds on my arms.
Yeah, he's an artist. So you've dated an artist. You also dated a ballet dancer.
I did.
Yeah, so you don't have a type.
I don't have...
She does not have a type.
So Ryan was like high school sweetheart, mm-hmm. athlete, turned tattoo artist, still a friend.
Yeah.
Like, if cool. I saw him out, I'd be like, oh my gosh, Ryan.
Yeah.
We still have mutual friends. Great guy. Then Kai was the ballet dancer. Mm-hmm. Best dancer I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, you were more like a fan of Kai.
I was like hanging out with him and I'd be like, no, can we just go in the studio?
You just do a lift with me?
Yeah. And then, but they've all been nice.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I ever like dated like the bad guy.
No, I think I've liked all your boyfriends.
Yeah.
But why did I think you should go on the show?
Yeah.
Because it was the longest you'd stayed single. I'm like, let's do this. Yeah. Also, you were single for like a minute in like, I don't know, 2010 or 11. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get you on The Bachelor back then.
Oh.
Remember I said, like, I'm going to go to the website and see.
What, like Ben Flanjic season?
You would have been on Ben Flagetnanic season.
Did you know I had a dream once, like, when his season was airing, I had a dream that I was on the show.
Well, because it was supposed to happen, just not with him. Anyway, he, or not he, too much wine. I went to the website and
you
I.
You hooker.
Guilty. Yes. I went to the website and it was like, if you're serious, you'll make a video. And I was like, how do you make a video? Back then we had Blackberries, not iPhones. Yeah. And I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
So I just submitted photos of you, and they don't take you seriously if you do that, I don't think. So then that's why when we really wanted to get you on a few years ago, that's why I was like, we have to make a video.
Yeah, I feel like it was the best time that I could have done that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like in my life,
like if you would have gone on right away with Juan Pablo,
it would have been terrible,
awful. Yeah,
everything happens with like the perfect timing.
Perfect,
so perfect. I feel like I was like the most confident I'd ever been. I feel like I had been through stuff.
Yeah,
I felt like I learned from stuff. I felt like I was ready.
You were.
Everything in my life, just the timing worked out so well for me.
Ladies, don't apply for this show, Fragile.
Yeah, don't do it, or you will be
crying a lot.
You will be Ryan McDill. You just drink your night away.
You're lucky you weren't rhyming till.
I thought I would be.
I thought you might be too.
Now everyone hears my party stories. They're like, you are Ryan McDill. Okay. Do you remember this girl, Dana? I cannot say her last name. Gjurich? I tried.
Do I remember her?
No. Do you remember? Oh. She wants to know what I was like as like a 7-year-old when I moved in across the street.
Were too cool for me.
But was I still, she said, was she as hilarious and awesome as she is now?
I don't know.
Obviously, I picked that question.
I don't know because we were in competition with each other.
Yeah. At first, our friendship was friends. Like, well, you were my neighbor and we had a mutual best friend.
Yeah.
And so we were both kind of jealous because she was like the main friend.
Yeah. She was always in the middle and she would tell me, because you were friends with her first. So she'd say, Caitlin's my first best friend and you're my second best friend. And so I was always trying to like knock you down for the top spot.
And you did.
I did for a while.
Eventually. But you would live across the street and
but
we'd
then,
be on like.
But we all became three best friends.
Yes, we did. We have matching tattoos for that.
Yes.
And so we were all on like MSN chat, which is like AOL chat.
Oh, MSN Messenger was the best.
The best. And
those were the simple days of social media.
You know what? It was. Yeah. I wish. But I'd be like, when my garage door opens, if you want to ride to school, I guess you can come. I'd be like, just come.
No, but why did you reach out to me? Because
clearly I thought there was something there between us.
You deep down wanted to be friends.
I did.
And then I was like so excited that you were going to drive me to school.
Yeah.
And so then I was trying to act cool like, yeah, okay. And then I got up early and got ready for school and then waited by the window to see your garage door open. And then I was like, bye, Mom and Dad. Like ran to the door. And then, but then I had to like coolly walk across the street and be like, hey, I'm here for my ride.
But that was when I was like 16. Do you remember what I was even like at 7 when I moved in?
You had a nice front lawn.
Very aesthetically pleasing lawn. I appreciated it. Okay, so no, you don't.
I thought you were cool because you were a year older than me. So you were a grade older than me. So I just thought you were like cool. And also my best friend's other best friend. So I was like, dang, how do I compete with that?
Okay, that's fair enough. And, oh, we can't do this. This girl wants to know what my most embarrassing story is. Meg,
I think I already said it.
Yeah. But the sad thing is you didn't. The sad thing is you really didn't.
Probably not.
What did you think about Chris Soules and the idea of me moving to Iowa to live on a farm? KT wants to know.
Well, KT. Mm-hmm.
You knew I liked grassy fields.
First of all, you could have done it because Caitlin lived in Germany where she didn't speak German.
Is that your German accent?
I don't know. That was awful. Sorry, Germany. She didn't speak German. You've lived in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
You've moved for love before. Yeah. You did it again. I mean, Nashville's a pretty sweet place to live.
Yeah,
for love.
I'm not mad at it. And I grew up in Leduc.
You grew up in, but Leduc.
Remember, how do you even explain
remember
it?
When Jimmy Kimmel asked you like, hey, could you live on a farm? You're like, yeah, I know farmers.
Did I say that?
You said something like, he's like, do you really? And you're like, yep.
But you know what's funny is I actually always dreamed of living on a farm.
Yeah.
I did.
You could have done it, but you would have been bored AF.
Yeah.
You would have been dying to see your family and friends more and because you would have been trapped there for sure.
Yeah. I would have felt like isolated.
But you could have done it. Did I want you to go live on a farm? No.
No, probably not. But I do feel like if he was the right person, I could have done it.
Yeah, you would have done it if he was the right guy.
I just put my phone down.
But he dumped you.
He dumped me. Can we talk about that for a second?
Okay.
I was shocked.
Yeah, you were.
I had never been more confident about anything in my life than going into that rose ceremony.
That's when it gets you.
And I said to the producers, who clearly knew I was going home.
Yeah, they lied to you.
Well, they had to. That's their job. Mm-hmm. And there's a special little place in hell for reality TV producers who I still love, but they know it. They know it. It's their job and they're good at it.
Yep.
And
because they pump you up and make you feel like you're going to stay, right?
And they have to eat. Guys gotta eat.
Hashtag girls gotta eat.
Why is that such a thing?
I don't know. You're just really into that.
But scene. I was drinking wine. I'm like in that crazy weird like Indonesian outfit.
You looked so cute though. You're like the cutest.
Yeah, it wasn't weird. It was actually really it was really traditional, which is cool. But I was like, ha, imagine he sends me home in this outfit. This is not my exit dress. And I go in, and then we're all, so it's me, Whitney, and Becca, and we're standing there.
Hi, baby. Baby's awake.
Oh, Finn wanted to chime in.
Let me just check on him for one second.
Go ahead. I will.
No. He's good? He just had a little.
He was just saying hi to the people.
A little baby flail.
A little moment.
Yeah.
Have your moment, Finn.
He just wanted to be on the podcast.
It's okay.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he is. Oh, he's such a grunter.
That's okay. He can. You're part of this. We'll look back on this one and be like, remember when he chimed in on the podcast?
Oh, he's just getting comfy.
So it was me, Whitney, and Becca, and Chris comes in, and I'm like happier than ever. I'm thinking no problem.
Yeah.
And so
So who did you think it would be? You and Whitney, or you and Becca?
I didn't know.
Oh, you just knew like it was between them. Or you thought you
I
knew.
Think I thought it was me and Whitney. And so then Becca takes him for a little chat. And I'm like, I looked at Whitney. I was like, you know, she's going to be the bachelorette and good for her. And like, I wish her well. And then she came back and I was like, huh? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, and then you could see it in your face.
It all started like making sense to me. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I had a moment where I was like, I am on The Bachelor. And Chris Harrison just put his hands together like he does and said, I'm sorry, Caitlin, please say your goodbyes. And I was like, is this a dream? And I was just so confused because I was so cocky going into the rose ceremony.
But I was secretly happy because I didn't want your heart to be broken, but I was like, yes, she's going to be the bachelorette.
And then I was like,
that's
no
all
way.
I ever wanted for you.
It was just so crazy because everything you predicted happened.
Yeah, I'm only psychic about you.
And do we have, Jennifer Grimes wants to know if we have nicknames for each other.
We call each other
Poo. Poo.
Just Poo. P-O-O.
Mm-hmm.
No H.
Not Poop.
Sometimes we take it a little far. We're like, poopsie whoopsie. My little poo-poo.
My little poo-poo.
Or we just do a poop emoji.
Yeah, but what's...
I don't know why. That's...
Because we're really mature.
Because we're gross.
We actually do have intelligent conversation once in a while. We just don't tell you about that part because it's boring.
No. Should I get serious for a second?
Sure.
What? Well, because did I say this on the air before?
What?
About how you cried more at my wedding than I did.
Yeah, you think you said it on air.
Yeah.
No, I'm like an undercover softy.
You are. And like the hardest times I've ever been through in my life, you've been there for me. Mm-hmm. You know how when bad things happen and you kind of find out who your true friends are? Yeah. I never have to worry about you. You're always there for me.
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah. Like anytime, like my dad passed away when I was 21. And every time it's his birthday or the day he died, like, you're always the first person to send me a message.
Well, yeah, because
every
I love
single
you.
Year. She sends me flowers on my birthday.
Yeah. Well, thank God it lands on a Mother's Day, too, so I can, like, kill two birds
you're, like,
with one stone. I
can get money here.
I can get two birds stoned at once. That's what my saying said.
Did Peter Griffin say that?
No, Trailer Park Boys.
Little jokes, Taylor.
Trailer Park Boys.
Anyway, you've been there for me through, like, the best and my worst times. And we
and
really
right back
are.
At you.
People always ask, probably one of those questions, what's it like to be best friends with Caitlin? Because everyone, all they ever say is, I want to be your best friend. And I'm like, well, she really is the best friend, but I don't want you to know that because she's my best friend.
And we always said since we were little that we were lifers. Not since we were little.
Not,
by little, I mean like 17.
Yeah. We do call each other lifers.
That's our other nickname.
Yeah, lifer, because you're my bestie for life.
For life.
For life.
For life. And in dance competitions, when we used to get so fired up at our moms because they were like, you need this rhinestone on this.
No,
and this
your mom. My mom didn't care.
Right.
I mean, she cared. She loved to just watch me dance, but she didn't care if I did it wrong.
Oh. And we would tap each other or tap our noses.
Oh, yeah.
And say tappa to like calm each other down.
Yeah, tappa.
Gosh, we're cute. We're so cute. Okay, this is the last question. Are you surprised? This is from Mackenzie Hines. Are you surprised by anything that Caitlin did on The Bachelor or during her season as The Bachelorette? Like when I went skinny dipping?
No, I wasn't surprised by that.
No.
That wasn't a big deal. I'm often shocked by people who get so offended about stuff like that. Hmm. Did you shock me at all?
Maybe with how like...
When you acted like you were like right in there with farmers, that might have been the only shocking moment. I was like, she's lying.
I'm like, yeah, I know so many farmers. I've dated farmers. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, no, she has.
Well, yeah, like Donnie, no, Dallas Lions. Wasn't he a farmer?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. And did you even date?
No, he just drove a truck.
Did you even date?
Yeah, Dallas. Hi, Dallas. Okay, so I feel like that was the last one anyways, wasn't
yeah,
it? My last question. Did you have fun today?
I did.
I don't want it to end.
We can just keep talking off mic. We can just keep doing this and not make people listen to it.
Right, we can actually just hang out.
We can just be friends.
We can keep doing this. You're not like an actual guest.
I'm not leaving right away.
Okay, fine. Well, that's it for today then. We can go finish our mimosa and rosé, our breakfast drinks. Thank you for being on my podcast. I'm so glad I could do this. Because we always wanted to do a podcast together, but life happens. So
yeah, it's hard when you don't live in the same city.
It is. So if you don't want to miss an episode of Off the Vine, you can go to podcastone.com, download the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to leave a rating. I said that last time. I'm like, but don't if it's bad.
Yeah, don't.
Actually, I'm okay with constructive criticism.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe just tweet it to you.
I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Get it?
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at PodcastOne.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Dubrow.
And I'm Dr. Terry Dubrow.
Every Friday, check out my podcast, Heather Dubrow's World.
We also have the Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig Show every Tuesday.
So don't forget iTunes and Podcast One. Tune in to Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig on Tuesdays and Heather Dubrow's World every Friday.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.